our husband. Now this is a long, thin-bodied insect that has a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings. And it usually hangs around damp places and eats its own weight in mosquitoes. It's real good for eating up mosquito larvae and stuff. Can you think of that? Sometimes people say that there's a sign that snakes are nearby. They're long and thin. They got shiny wings, usually two pairs of them, and they hang around.
Are you talking about bats?
No. They have a real slender body, and usually it's jointed. Got a lot of it. And they have real slender wings that you can see through. And they get around swamps quite a bit. Alright, that may not be familiar to you. I was thinking of a dragonfly, but some people call those snake doctors or...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Snake doctors, yeah.
Some call them mosquito hawks and stuff like that.
Yeah, they fly around
the pond. Right.
Yeah, they're snake doctors, that's what they call them.
Very good, alright, fine.
Yeah.
Now, what kinds of stinging insects do you know? The ones that are stinging.
Oh, there's wasps,
right?
Bumblebees, yellow jackets, beetles, gnats, and
how about these things that'll get in your skin and may raise up well?
You
walk through the grass sometimes, and they're in the grass, and they'll get on you.
Well, that's all my triggers.
Right.
Yeah.
Are there any other names for those? You know, we did that whole page, it's about just why you named those things.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to hear your name and the way that you describe these animals and the way you spoke of them.
Yeah.
Now, what are the insects, some of them green and some brown, that hop along in the grass in the sunshine, in the summertime? They hop around on long, their back legs are very long.
Oh, grasshoppers.
All right, fine. Have you ever heard people call them hopper grass? Reversing the grasshopper and making it hopper grass?
No, back when I was coming up.
You've not heard that?
No.
Well, I haven't either, but some people apparently do.
Yeah.
All right? Small fish that are used for bait.
Well, that's shad.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take a southern perch.
Very good.
Same up.
Tiny little fish that saw any other crabs?
Oh, yeah. Minnows. Yeah.
Very good.
Perfect. Yeah.
Now, what do you find stretched across the corners of the room when it hasn't been cleaned? Sometimes you'll see them up in the corners if the room hasn't been cleaned for a while.
That's spider web.
Right. Very good. And would you call them anything different if they were outdoors? I was thinking of cobweb and spider web. They're both the same, but to me, are they to you or to the man?
But a cobweb, they're spider web, make a spider. Cobweb, they make it like a cob.
Oh yeah, I got you. I understand. All right. Now, the part of a tree that's underneath the ground is called what?
The root.
Now, the kind of tree that you tap for syrup. You tap it for syrup. What kind of tree would that be?
For syrup.
When you want to get syrup, you tap the tree. I guess you drill it a little bit, and then you catch the flow of the syrup. What kind of tree is it that you get that from?
Well, every summer I've got pine. I got pine rosin.
Yeah.
But I ain't never heard of a tree like that.
Yeah. Some people call them hard maple. And some call them a rock maple.
Yeah.
But this term is not too familiar to me either. Now, what do you call what would you call a big group of trees?
Wood.
All right. Now,